Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I've just lie after lie after lie after lie. And then we get more lies, okay? So please like, subscribe, comment on the video. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. And let's get into it. The job numbers came out. The final economic report prior to a presidential election came out yesterday. And the numbers were stellar. Oh my gosh. I want you to think about this. How many jobs did we add? We added 12,000 non-farm payroll jobs last month. Huh? Say that again. In the entire United States, you added 12,000 jobs. Yes. Now, you guys, this is cataclysmic. When did we have job numbers this low? There was this thing called COVID. And that's when we had added less jobs than this. So, guys, this is absolutely completely upside down. And for the last 2 months, for September and for August, they revised the numbers lower. Please understand this. When they revise the job numbers lower for October, it's going to be negative. We're going to have lost jobs. Now, CNN, you can read the story below. Listen, the job numbers are muddied because of the storms that we're going to have this weekend and the election next weekend. Huh? What does that have to do with any previous economic numbers? What were your sales last month? Guys, we didn't sell much because there's going to be a storm next week. Do you understand the lunacy and the stupidity of this? And that I'm telling you, who watches that crap? Who watches that crap? I don't. I can't even believe it. This is such nonsense. Again, insert swear word here, okay? Insert swear word here. Now, think about this. Dow Jones, the estimate for jobs that they were going to add last month was 100,000, which would be off, which would be awful, which would be terrible. Now, but Dan, you have to understand, we had two hurricanes. Okay, here's the thing about economic numbers, that when you sit there and go, hey, Ted, you have this territory of sales in the Midwest. Why are sales down? Is it that people are not buying things? There was a hurricane, or you're just lazy, Ted? Well, let's go extrapolate previous years and previous numbers, and we find out that Ted doesn't sell what Mike sold. Do you know what I mean? This can be extrapolated based on time. What they're saying is, because of the two hurricanes, the job numbers are off. No, it has nothing to do with that. They also blamed the Boeing strike for the job numbers. Wait a second. These people had jobs. We're talking about what new jobs were added. There were only 12,000 new jobs added. Okay? So don't, again, quit lying to us. Okay? God, I'm sick of this. I'm just so sick of this. Have you worked at a company that was just in complete disarray? I have. And you go, this is a mess. God, I can't wait to get the hell out of here. Well, you know what? We're doing great things and you're going to make more money. And I worked for a guy who would tell me if I hit a sales goal, I would get a bonus. I would get about $2,000 for the sales goal and he would raise it. He did it 3 months in a row. Finally, I sat down with this guy and he said, listen, we need to talk to you about the sales numbers and where it needs to be. I said, you know what? I don't want it to be the 50,000. I know that's the number you're going to use. Raise it to 60. What? Raise it to 60. Make my bonus at 60 grand. Okay. You got it. Okay. And I was out of there 3 days later. Okay. So it was great. But again, relationships that are bad. God, I can't wait. God, this girl's a liar. This dude's a liar. This guy's a flake. You've been in situations like this. You've worked there. You've gone to school at places. Everything in our lives, whether it's friends, foes, whatever, you've had bad relationships. Our government is completely full of it. And this is a perfect example of this. Because when you see these numbers, and Fox posted numbers on this, and think, you know, when you start adding these numbers up, it does not make any sense. Private education and health service, they added 57,000 jobs last month. Healthcare added 52,000. Construction added 40,000. Mining and logging added 1,000. But then we lost 46,000 in manufacturing. We lost retail of 6,400 people. Leisure and hospitality went down 4,000. But when you add the numbers up, it doesn't equal positive 12,000. It should be a lot more. But it's not, because none of these numbers are true. None of them are true. So lie after lie after lie. But then don't forget, the numbers for the last 2 months have been dropped by almost 122,000, you know, workers. This is insane. This is how we're leading and going into an election this next week. And you're supposed to believe that these numbers that are so bad and so negative that they're not going to affect us. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Let me know what you think about this, because it's crazy. Now, the next thing is, we talked about Boeing for a second, but Boeing, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get rid of our diversity apartment, and we're going to get rid of that and just get rid of it, okay? And start anew. Okay, that sounds great. I want you to understand that the manufacturing sector, the guy I had lunch with, when we sat down and talked about this, he said, you know how insane it is from a manufacturer? This guy does data cabling. How insane it is that you have people self-certifying their work. Did I use enough screws on this? Yeah, Dan, you did great. You know, does that look like that seal's tight? Dan, come on, you nailed it, okay? That's what blew, you know, a door out of an airplane, you know? That's why people get sick. That's why they're dying, because, again, but the diversity nonsense that they have and getting rid of this department, I am telling you, hop on a plane and make sure that there's diversity. Do you know what I mean? I want the best pilot in the world. Man, woman, aardvark, okay? It makes no sense, okay? And again, come on, man. Let's be on the same page politically, okay? I want a successful, safe environment for my friends and everybody I know. How about you? What do you think about that as I meander through the golf course? Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Guys, I want this election over more than you do. But one thing that you can do to win next week is you can get yourself into precious metals. Number one rated Patriot Gold Group is the best place to call. Give them a call today, 888-330-1431. Get yourself a free investor guide. Find out how easy it is to get precious metals into your life. Number one rated for a very good reason with consumer affairs, guys. But think about this. IRAs, 401ks, backed by precious metals. Gold is at an all-time high right now. And what do experts say? It's only going one direction, and that is up. Look at UBS. Look at Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley. They all say the same thing. Gold has not seen its high yet. Get yourself some today. Contact Patriot Gold Group today. Just ask them questions. Find out why they're number one rated. Let them know that I allegedly sent you. 888-330-1431. If you don't want to call, just use the link below. Fill it out and they'll send you some information. He blew it by the hole. Lots more to cover in this video. You know, one thing that I get a kick out of is when people send me mail, and I get mail all the time from you guys. But lately there's been a theme with the mail. A lot of people wrote me about the EIDL loans, and these people in particular. I also love one guy I want to point out that wrote me to Dan at I Allegedly and used John Doe as the return and used my address as the return, so we wouldn't find out who he was, okay? So we still don't know who John Doe is. But what all these people had in common was one problem. And this is very, very, you know, a very similar theme that you have when you borrow money with no interest or no payments right now. The Economic Injury Disaster Loan, the EIDL loan, you don't have to make a payment for a year. That was the deal, okay? The one thing that they didn't tell people they did, was in the fine print that they weren't really clear about, was the second that that check or that money hits your bank, the interest starts to accrue immediately. Immediately. Now, guys, I helped so many people get this money. I mean, one guy in particular, and I'm gonna go visit him. I helped him get, you know, first it was 80,000, then 125,000. The guy got himself to $172,000 from this program. And remember, they kept delaying the payments. Put it off 6 months more, 6 months more. Well, everybody's just thinking, Do I make a payment on this? No. What John Doe wrote me about and what he was really upset about was they never got a payment coupon. Never got a payment coupon to talk about the interest. By the time they finally found out what they owed, it was substantially more because of the interest. Very common that people borrow $48,000 and now they owe $56,000. What? How do I owe $56,000? I didn't borrow $56,000 because the government is getting their interest rate. These loans, you cannot have somebody take them over for you. You've got to pay them off. It is an absolute disaster. And so many businesses, I know somebody who's trying to buy a business right now, and the holdup, the entire holdup, is a $23,000 note because they don't want to pay $23,000 more for the company because the people were counting this money, but you got to pay the loan off. You have to pay the loan off. We don't have to pay the loan off. That's your loan. So one of those things that's going to set people off. But again, 90 days same as cash, 6 months same as cash, things like that, okay? The interest accrues if you don't pay it off. The idea with it is to pay it off. The economic injury disaster loan, so many people were upside down. Now, here's a familiar theme that you're gonna see over and over and over again, and I wanna get this data. The Chrysler Building is out there, and it's in bankruptcy right now. And what they want to do is, the owner is trying to collect on the rent. Not so fast, because what the bankruptcy is saying is that you can't collect the rent because you're in eviction right now. You're getting evicted and you're foreclosing. Now, here's where this gets crazy, is that they're trying to fight the eviction right now, and I got to get this guy's name right, so bear with me. And that is a real estate mogul, and that is the Cooper Union, tenants that pay their rent to Cooper Union instead of the real estate company that owns the building. And the problem with it is that when you get these companies in receivership, or somebody's in bankruptcy, or the landlord's not paying their bills and they're getting thrown out, sometimes they will assign someone to collect the rent. And this guy's saying, wait a second, we were never served properly, and they're trying to argue this back and forth. The point is that Doug, you've seen my buddy Doug on this channel before and talk about this. This is happening all the time right now. The story is below, you can read it in detail, but the Chrysler Building, hello, I mean, one of the most famous buildings in the world, is in deep, deep trouble. Commercial foreclosures goes to another one. It, you know, they are at an all-time high right now. And again, come Wednesday, commercial real estate foreclosures have soared 48%. 48%, guys, this year. And they're only going up. The numbers are finally getting announced. How bad it is. Now in California, they're up 238%. Read the story below. Because what's happening is that people, you know, God, I'm telling you, imagine paying rent. You're struggling day in, day out to pay rent. And then you find out that your landlord's not making his mortgage payment and you could be on the street. Now, California, the most liberal state in the world, they'll give you time and energy and free love and a hug by Gavin Newsom to stay in there. But you're going to get thrown out of the building, guys. That's what's going to happen to these people. So, haven't seen anything yet, guys. I am telling you this right now. All hell is about to break loose in the commercial space. Applebee's. Somebody wrote me and said, Applebee's went bankrupt. Nope, just 8 franchises in the Kansas City area. So you mean to tell me people in the Kansas City area don't want value food, don't want to eat out for less? No, guess they don't. But you got 8 restaurants. How many people work at an Applebee's? 15, 20? Okay. 160 people just lost their jobs, including the managers, including the owners, and everybody else, because the franchisees went bankrupt because they cannot afford to pay the bills on that discount deep-fried fatty goodness. You know what I mean? So it's catching up with everybody. It is catching up with everybody. And I'm telling you this right now, if you cut back, we talked about the job number, numbers from restaurants like Chili's, how Chili's is making money. I've had more people reach out to me today since I did that video yesterday. And they're like, you know what? That is a pretty good deal. You can get the, you know, the smash burger, a drink and fries, everything for $12. That's crazy. We should go there and check it out. Well, they were ahead of the game. What did Applebee's do wrong? Number one, the food I'm not a fan of at all, but the franchisees are not making money and they're just caught with debt. So even the birds are worked up over this one. Let me know what you think so far. Just a quick video for you today, and I'm gonna finish it with these last two stories. Here in California, there's a thing called ADUs, accessory dwelling units. And I got a great story sent to me about the Browns, who wanted to buy a new house. And for their wedding gift, they asked for money from everybody to help towards the purchase of a home. I think that's great, good for you. Now what they did was they had their parents build an ADU. Now, I don't know about you, I love my parents, but the last thing I wanted to do was live with my parents. So they built an ADU in the backyard. It's great, isn't that economical? No, they spent $500,000 to build 1,200 square feet. I'm like, oh my God, did they get clipped? Anyways, I'm telling you guys, it just floors me. Well, this is in the beautiful San Jose area, and houses generally go for $2 million, so this was a deal. Who says who? Okay, so there's that. Now, one thing that has added spice to the election this year is you can bet on the presidential election. There is a betting platform called Kalshi, K-A-L-S-H-I, and there's been over $100 million bet on this. Isn't that crazy? Now, they've had odds makers before post things in the past, but this platform can actually bet on the election. May the best man or woman or aardvark win, okay? So crazy. But isn't that wild, guys? So I don't like sports betting myself. Like, I have friends, I take them to the game and they bet on the game. And, they got to score two more runs for my over bet. You know, it's like, oh, come on, man, you're ruining the bet. My favorite, and that I told my friends about this, but there's a guy on TikTok that posts his bet for baseball and he bets on the first pitch of the game. Puts a lot of money down, like sometimes $1,000 to bet on if the first pitch is going to be a ball or a strike. And he wins, he loses, and the majority, because he's a degenerate gambler, he loses more times than he wins. Isn't that funny? So imagine betting on the first pitch of a baseball game for $1,000, okay? Got better things to do. Anyways, hope you enjoyed. Have a great day. Please don't forget to vote, please. Okay? I voted. It was fantastic. It was painless. Okay? Join the email list. Don't forget that we have a private channel called iAllegedly Live that you can sign up for. Go to iAllegedly.tv. We are thrilled with the numbers. We far surpassed anything that we thought we'd be at this point. So climb aboard. Okay? We'll sing the Love Boat theme together. Okay? I'll see you soon.